please.
767, amend price agreement with G4S Secure Solutions USA, Inc. to increase contract by $2,972,799 to provide for uniform security officer services.
Very good. So we have Dorothy Elmore and David Longley, our facilities construction project manager, to walk us through it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and City of Portland Commissioners. I'm David Olungi, OMF Facilities Division Manager. I'm here today in the company of Dorothy Elmore, Facility Security Manager. We are here today to present on the Facility Security Price Agreement, a contract which extends for a five-year term. It was solicited in 2014 and was won in a competitive process against six other firms by G4S Secure Solutions. The contract is scheduled to expire in 2019.
I just want to be very clear about something. The action item before us today has to do with a COLA for the workers represented by one of our local union partners. It is not a question of whether we're going to extend this contract. Is that correct?
That is correct. We're not extending
the contract. We have an existing term through 2019. But the question today is simply whether we're going to grant a cost of living increase to the represented employees of SEIU Local 49 who work for us. Is that correct?
That is correct, along with some other measures too.
Okay, thank you.
Here is a list of facilities and buildings that currently have posted security services in them. The Portland Building, Portland City Hall, the 1900 Building at Southwest 4th, the PBOT Maintenance and Operations Facility at North Kirby, Union Station, and the Emergency Coordination Center and the Portland Communication Center. We are here today seeking authorization to amend the contract, not extended, and to increase the limit to accommodate additional incurred services for the remainder of the fiscal year. And here to talk about those will be Dorothy Elmore and talk about the details of that in additional services.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Dorothy
Good
Elmore,
morning.
And I'll give you a breakdown of specific funds that we are requesting. So funds in the amount of $570,995 was approved in the fall bump of 2017 for services at City Hall for the term September 2017 through June of 2018. The funds in the amount of $815,097 is to allow for additional security services requested by the bureaus and provided in the 2017-18 budget year to include the following locations or facilities: 400 Southwest 6, Amtrak at Union Station, Water Bureau Interstate Office, PBOT's Albina Yard, the 1900 Building, including the BDS portion, and dispatch services. There are funds to, we're requesting funds to allow for the continuation of services in the 2018-19 budget year, and that was the COLA that Commissioner Fish was speaking about. Funds in the amount of $555,105 is approved in the adopted budget 2018 to allow for the continuation of services at City Hall in the 1900 Building. We're asking for contingency funds in the amount of $400,000 to allow for unanticipated events requiring security services. And then lastly, we're asking for funds in the amount of $50,000 to allow for future escorts at city secured facilities like the Police Bureau, BOAC, and water. And that is, when we talk about escorts, sometimes the contractors are not allowed, contractors who service our elevators, our HVAC systems, are not allowed into these high secured buildings. We need to have security escort them while they do their work and stand by while they finish up their work and then escort them out the building.
So facility shall return here, Commissioners and Mayor, in the spring of 2019, following the next solicitation for request for proposals to present you the winner of the 2019 to the 2024 contract for security. And that completes our presentation.
Very good. So I understand that the contract is going to be rebid. Is that correct?
Yes.
Correct.
And when is that going to happen?
We're starting the process right now with RFP bidding, so I'm actually working through that process right now for rewriting the RFP and getting it committed together for the evaluation portion of that.
Very good.
So the present contract expires in the spring of 2019, so by that point we will have gone through the RFP process and appointed a new contractor.
Great. Thank you. Is there a public testimony on this item, Carla?
Yes.
Very good.
Yes, we have 9 people signed up. The first 3, please come on up, are Malcolm Chaddock, Edith Gillis, and Joel Bean.
And I just want to remind people what this ordinance is and what it is not. This is not a question about extending the contract. This is not granting a contract. This is about the COLA for the employees. So please keep your testimony focused on that. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I believe you're first.
No? Oh, I'd like to actually step back for a moment and let somebody else go first.
My name is Joel Bainan. I'm professor of Middle East history at Stanford University, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Portland chapter of Jewish Voice for Peace. Mayor Wheeler, when you voted last year to end city investments in corporate securities, you stated your belief that denying procurement contracts to companies that abuse human rights was a more effective way to get a company to change its behavior. Today, the council is being asked to approve a $2.9 million increase for G4S Secure Solutions, the world's largest private security firm. Most of that money apparently will go to the workers who deserve the cost of living increases being requested. We have no quarrel with that. Jewish Voice for Peace, however, is concerned that the company in question has a long history of problematic activities. The BBC recently charged G4S with abusing immigrants at detention centers in the United Kingdom. G4S received a $119 million contract to provide security to build a pre-Trump administration version of the border wall with Mexico. G4S supplies services to Israeli checkpoints and the separation barrier in the West Bank and to the Israeli police. It also provides security systems and other services for major Israeli prisons, which hold Palestinian political prisoners from occupied Palestinian territory inside Israel. This is in contravention to Article 76 of the 4th Geneva Convention, which prohibits the transfer of prisoners from occupied territory into the territory of the occupier. G4S also provides equipment for prisons and detention facilities in the occupied West Bank, at which human rights organizations have documented systematic torture and ill treatment of Palestinian prisoners, including children. Video evidence shows cars with G4S logos supplying the security systems used by the Israeli government to restrict Palestinian access to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. In December 2016, G4S sold its Israeli affiliate, G4S Secure Solutions Israel, but the firm still does business under the G4S Israel name and uses the G4S logo. As a sanctuary city and as a city that prides itself on its progressive character, Portland should not be working with a company like G4S. When G4S's contract with the city expires in May 2019, we hope the city will not extend that contract and will either choose a new vendor or hire workers directly with all the protections they currently enjoy under their SEIU contract. Thank you.
Thank you. And just thank you for your testimony. And just to reiterate, it is being RFP'd. And so today let's focus on the part which you did mention in your testimony. There will be an entirely new selection process. There will be more public discussions. It will come back to the City Council when we are looking at the master contract. But I thank you for your testimony. Thanks for being here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. My name is Malcolm Chaddock, and I am here as a founding member of Individuals for Justice and Oregonians Against War. I'd like to echo what the gentleman for JVP just said about the cost of living. Of course, everyone needs to be able to keep up with the cost of their food. But I'm concerned at the expansion of services that is implied in this request, inasmuch as we have already determined, it seems pretty broadly, that most likely we're not going to renew. with them because they're not the right guys. So expanding their purview to me seems to be a step in the wrong direction. And so I would like to, you know, ask that that be looked at, that if there is indeed additional monies going to G4S, that they be absolutely tied to the cost of living and not to an expansion of services of any sort.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Hello, my name is Edith Gillis, and I am a proud member of SEIU. I am pro cost of living adjustment for SEIU employees and all other workers. I am totally opposed to GS4 or G4S, and we can require that they spend the money for cost of living for appropriate behavior by appropriate persons and not for the kind of behavior that G4S has been guilty of. I want us to be consistent with city past positive proclamations and policies to properly cancel G4S and begin investigating and prosecuting the corporate police and individuals guilty of assault, kidnapping, torture, rape, murder, theft, extortion, terrorism, treason, and international crimes against humanity. Protect our hard-earned tax dollars from being wasted on sadly well-earned expensive lawsuits. Defend us from worsening reasons for alienation and loss of trust and cooperation with city governments. Serve our security for all people of Portland across all class, income, health, mental and physical, housing, political beliefs, ethnicity, language, neurodiversity, gender, race, religion, nationality, country of origin, and appearance and manners. Pay people to express empathy, equity, and respect. Don't criminalize poverty and protest. We need to give Portlanders fewer reasons to protest and to be poor and more hope for progress and justice for all. Invest in liberty, equity, justice, and mercy for all, not the use of local terrorism, oppression, and suppression. Give Portlanders better reasons to feel secure in peace with fewer reasons to feel outrage. Promptly hold cops, contractors accountable, prosecute crimes committed by the wealthy, and stop criminalizing poverty. Have more each week for Portlanders to testify to City Council in their neighborhoods and accessible locations with public transit, free parking, and child care and elder care. More time each meeting for topics of concern for Portlanders, not just what's on the agenda, with shorter lead time. More citizen engagement with real oversight and transparency. Change the policies to ensure safe housing with solar, food security, clean air and water, education and mental health services, immigration, resettlement, legal services, and drug treatment, crime prevention, and community security from gentrification.
Thank you. Thanks, all three of you. Next three, please, Carla.
Are Olivia Catby Smith, Juno Suarez, and Joe Walsh.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name, for the record, is Juno Suarez. I am a member of the Portland Democratic Socialists of America. I'm testifying today on my own behalf, not on behalf of the organization. First, I wanted to say that I support PCC 399, the Portland Fair Wage Policy that Commissioner Fish alluded to in terms of the cost of living adjustment, which sets the minimum wage for security employees. We absolutely support the union collective bargaining agreement and process generally and the work that happens there. From the presentation from staff, the amount of this request that is going to the COLA is $581,000, and the total amount of this request is about $2.9 million. So the remainder of that is going to expanded services, as well as a $400,000 contingency for unanticipated events. When we know that the best security is a community whose other needs are being met, like expanded mental health and housing services, and this money would be much better spent in those ways. From the recent decision about the use of divestment, I guess, from corporate securities, one of the things that didn't come out of that discussion was a corporate social responsibility screen for investments. Likewise, I think it's a big missed opportunity for the city not to have a corporate social responsibility screen on procurement and in contracting and during the RFP process. So that is definitely something that I would like to see, because I think that one of the things that happens when bureaus are making requests for the services that they need to operate and to do the business of the city of Portland is that some of the values in the contractors that are chosen in the procurement process end up not aligning with our values as a city. And that's something that we could do better on in that RFP process. So when the contract expires in 2019, I believe that the city should not renew with G4S. And with the brief remainder of my time, I'd like to read an excerpt from ACLU of Oregon keynote speaker's Angela Davis speech about G4S. G4S participates directly and blatantly in the maintenance and reproduction of oppressive apparatuses in Palestine, in prisons, checkpoints, the apartheid wall. G4S represents not only the privatization of security, but the privatization of imprisonment, the privatization of warfare, as well as the privatization of healthcare and education. G4S is the third largest private corporation in the world. G4S has insinuated itself into our lives under the guise of security and the security state. From the Palestinian experience of political incarceration and torture to racist technologies of separation and apartheid, from the wall in Israel to the wall and prison-like schools on the U.S. and Mexico border. G4S contracts with ICE, G4S contracts with the IDF, and G4S should not be contracting with the City of Portland. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Olivia Catby-Smith, and I'm with the Democratic Socialists of America. I am here to register my deep concern regarding the city's contract with G4S. G4S is well known for committing horrific human rights abuses all over the world. I'm just going to take a quick second to read you some recent headlines and news clippings regarding G4S. Detainees mocked and abused at immigration center. Private firms are using detained immigrants as cheap labor. Deporting people to death. The bus no one wants to catch, the end of the road for illegal immigrants, G4S abuse of children detainees, G4S aids in torture at Guantanamo Bay, G4S oversees forced injections and electric shock, G4S oversees murder of 15-year-old, G4S officers sexually abuse and traffic minors, G4S guards Dakota Access Pipeline, G4S equips apartheid wall in Israel, G4S trains Israeli police to enforce apartheid and brutalize Palestinians. This is the company that the city of Portland is paying millions of dollars. Again and again, we see you pay lip service to Portland being a sanctuary city, yet you continue to line the pockets of the companies who profit off the cruel policies that destroy lives and tear families apart. We understand that these security guards are represented by SEIU. Many of our members are union organizers themselves, and we support the Portland fair wage policy. But rather than giving millions of dollars to a middleman war profiteer, why not employ these security guards directly while maintaining the union contract? The city has a duty to act in a socially responsible manner in who it employs. Security is a serious matter that the city should oversee directly and be directly accountable for. Excuse me. Rather than pretending your hands are clean if problems arise because the work is contracted out, we've been told that this funding increase will go to benefit 35 employees. Unless each employee is getting an $85,000 raise, we seem to be missing some pieces here. Every single dollar that goes to G4S rather than these employees is a dollar funding human rights violations. Any increase in funds should go directly to the current employees rather than this corporation. We are also against expanding G4S services and strengthening the security state in Portland. And it seems that as though you could easily make an amendment just to put forward the COLA adjustment rather than expanding services. This is not the first time we've testified before you asking you to do something, and it won't be the last. You can dismiss us as fringe protesters and tell yourselves that you're the pragmatic, practical ones and that people like us just don't understand how the system works, but know that you are the ones with the most power to change these things. You can keep brushing us off, but you will have to live the rest of your lives knowing that so many of these things were on you and you could have done something to stop them. Please take responsibility, and please do not continue to enrich this horrific corporation. Knowing that you're unlikely to terminate the contract now, we insist that the city commit to terminating the relationship with G4S when the contract is up in May 2019. Thank you.
Great. And by the way, you raised a really interesting point. It was the question of insourcing, and I know I've had lots of conversations with SEIU, not specific to this, but over the years, about opportunities to insource services that are currently privatized. And one of the opportunities that exists with any new RFP, and as I mentioned, the contract is being put out for bid, and that process is already underway, I always am very interested in looking at potential proposals around insourcing. So if you and SEIU and others want to work with the employees that are currently here on a proposal, I personally would find that very interesting. I'd look forward to that, in fact. Mr. Walsh, good afternoon.
Good morning, I think. Yes, it's noon. High noon. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We are against this. not so much about the people that would be involved in this building and other buildings. Some of those people that are part of GS4 over the last 10 years I've met and I like and I fight with from time to time, but they're pretty good guys. And I think that's what your dilemma is going to be here. You are pouring millions of dollars into an organization that you just heard. It's a pariah organization throughout the international settings. You all know that. So why are we associated with them? If you say no to this, and I don't expect you to do it because you have it under emergency, that means all four of you have already said you're going to vote on it. You're pouring money into an organization that we are ashamed of. That it is a bandit, a pariah, an ugly, ugly organization. You can find none in present day that holds it up. We came here before you and begged you not to get involved with this organization. This is a halfway decent guy. He can find a job at another organization. The bid would go out, and they would probably hire you, maybe give you a bonus. Why in God's name would you do this? Let me understand this. This organization came to you with a bid that ends in 2019. And now they want $3 billion to make up for what you want to do, Mayor. You expanded the security in this building and every other building. You can't walk around this building. You can't go in the restroom without a G4S guy looking you over. And I'm not that good looking. So what is it? Just say no. What happens if you say no? Does the contract go away? Or you just can't do some of the stuff that you want to do? Just say no. Who said that? Oh, Mrs. Reagan said that. Just say no.
Thank you.
The next three are Thorne Cole, Joanne Hardesty, and Charles Bridgecrane Johnson.
Would you name one other, Carla?
Joanne Hardesty. She may have left.
She may have left. Who's the next?
I think she left.
Pardon?
Is there one other individual?
No, and that's the last. These are the last three.
Very good. Would you like to go ahead?
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Thorne Coyle. I'm representing myself. I live in Portland. I own a home in Portland. I'm a concerned citizen of Portland. And I want to know, as a citizen of Portland, is Portland a sanctuary city or not? Does Portland want to foster community health and well-being or not? Why this emphasis on punishment, whether it's sweeps of our houseless communities or hiring this horrible, horrible company? This is where we have to make a decision. I refuse this option to give this corporation close to $3 million more dollars. Their contract is up in May. You know what a business does when they're under a bad contract with bad actors? They ride it out. They starve the contract. They do not pump close to $3 million more dollars into the contract. It's bad business. Don't do it. Sure, figure out a way for our local workers if they need the cost of living raise. Figure that out. As we've seen testimony, that's a very small percentage of this close to $3 million. $3 million between now and May for an expansion of further punitive systems. G4S profits from the abuse and incarceration of immigrants. the torture and punishment of protesters fighting for clean land and water and the health of their own communities. Are we a sanctuary city or are we not? Are we for community health and safety or are we not? If we're for those things, don't give them this money, please.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Creativity Watchdog. You've used the terms before, Mayor, moral compass. And I want you to think about that today. And if I was playing poker against you, this really concerns you. And I know that by looking at you, you begin to move in your seat because it's concerning you. And that's good. It should concern you on this issue. This company, private prisons, transportation, various things that were stated here, from the ICE office to the Tacoma facility, not paying the prisoners in there, which I have a big problem in a private prison. And as you know, Seattle challenged that. I have a big problem with that. You can make a statement today. We have morality clauses on probably this agreement. As you know, Mr. Novick, who I called a rookie when he first came out here, not because he didn't know what he was doing, it was his first year, very smart individual, basically started something to where we would look into corporations under the morality issues, and do we want to do business with them anymore? Everything that was stated in this room, it would be an absolute no. Now, I like the people at G4S in this building. I like them. I think they're professional. I think they do good work. So my concern is to make sure they're taken care of, but you might not renew that contract. And how do you do that? That's your balance. These are your people also that you know on a personal daily basis, and you're concerned about this on their behalf. And I can see that by the way that you're looking at this issue. And all I'm asking you to look at this from a morality standpoint, private prisons, people being not taken care of, people being exploited on labor issues, the transportation of people from the ICE office to the Tacoma facility, various things that go on. You could not vote yes if you believe in what your statement is, the morality compass. And you can take that contingency of the $400,000 today and say it's not necessary because I believe there is an issue on the morality clause in this agreement. There is an issue with you using the term morality compass. Stand by what you say. Make the change at least on the contingency of the $400,000 and take that away. And then you don't have to renew the contract when it comes up again in 2019. And I don't think you are. I honestly look at you, and when you made that statement, you're going to stand by that statement. You're not going to renew that contract. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Commissioners. Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And I was glad to hear a lot of great testimony from the previous people talking. One thing that was mentioned was sort of an imbalance of power. We as individual citizens testifying, our power really just peaks at election time. You right now have the power to do the right thing right now. Mr. Lightning and illuminated that with the moral compass comment. We don't usually talk about the moral compass as much as we talk about the equity lens and where this money is going and how people are living just lives. Things that matter in Portland include anti-racism, intersectional feminism. And so I was a little bit optimistic when I saw that some of this money is going to go to Ashley Almanza. Sounds kind of positive. Ashley Almanza is going to get some of this money. But Ashley is also a boy's name. Almanza, I don't know Mr. Almanza's exact ethnic and racial identity, but from the pictures, it looks like he's a white South African. So why have we as a city, and especially the two of you up there on the council for a longer term, why have we not incubated minority business And why are we not finding a way for great people like Cindy Williams and these other G4 staffers to work for somebody other than Ashley Almanza, the white South African dude in charge of the G4S terror machine? So it's not just on us, Ted. You have the whole city administration. You can commission a report on insourcing this work. We already pay 700 police officers. Probably at one time before the privatization craze, every security personnel in the city was at one time a city employee somewhere back in history. We probably didn't privatize it out. So it's not just on us and the SCIU. It's also on the city and you commissioners that are up there. Because what's really happening is pimping. We're being pimped. Or actually, this gentleman, Cindy downstairs, all of them are being pimped by Ashley Almanza. And this is the nature of subcontractors that the city often stumbles against, is that their job is not just to provide the best service. Their job is to squeeze out as much work out of this guy, make him harass Joe as hard as he can without, you know, so just vote no on this and institute right now a system to bring these people in-house. Find a way to create a co-op of security workers so that we don't have this weirdness of Portland Patrol and ex-cops running things. There's got to be a better way in Portland than G4S. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, everybody, for your testimony.
Mayor.
Commissioner Fish.
So, Mayor, I've heard a lot of interesting testimony this morning and this afternoon about potentially having a socially responsible screen on our procurement. I've heard significant community interest in how we handle this procurement and the values that we apply. I've heard a lot of shout outs to the workers that are actually affected by the COLA and questions raised about could they still be retained if somehow we didn't continue to use G4S in the future. So I think this hearing has been enormously helpful. I think the council has some decisions to make about how we do this procurement next year. We've been advised that we have a contract through 2019. The narrow question today is the additional resources to provide security services. I think it's important that no one has said anything disparaging about the people providing the services locally. It reminds me a little bit about the debate we had about Wells Fargo Bank, where there's some bad things happening at the national level. But we've had a very strong relationship with a local provider and workforce that's done a good job. So I would urge us to go forward with this vote. We have a record of concerns that people have raised about how we handle the procurement, and I think we have some further conversations as a council about how we want to manage that. But you've put this forward, and I'm prepared to vote on it.
So I would also like to just say this. Thank you. I thought the testimony was very good. And I also wrote down the socially responsible screen on procurement. I thought that was actually a really excellent idea, and it's already cogitating in my feeble brain. I do like the people who work here locally in security, and our employees in the building and in other facilities like the people who work in security, and they see them as reasonable and balanced and fair-minded and consummate professionals, and I'm proud of the work that they do. I'm not prepared to sit here today and say that they, along with SEIU and other potential local partners, could come forth with their own proposal, because I don't want to speak for them. This is really a decision that they would have to make. That being said, I think it's a really interesting idea. And as I say, it's one that we've talked with SEIU and other labor partners about in the past. You know, Mr. Walsh and I finally found a good intersect here today. And it's around good business practices and principles. If we can find a local solution to this, if we can create a local partnership so we're not paying additional overhead or additional costs to an out-of-state or even an out-of-country contractor, but still retain the same people and the same services and have our own local principles put into effect, I think that would be really exciting. And it would be interesting. I can't promise today that could be pulled together, but I'm prepared to lead, and I'm prepared to work with my partners on that. I'm prepared to talk with Dorothy and others about what possibilities might exist. And we have time here before that RFP process comes to a conclusion. Let's see what we can put together. might be able to create both a very local solution and a very cost-effective solution, and I'd love to see that personally.
And you've challenged, I think we've been challenged by some folks in the community to come up with a better outcome. You use the term, you don't use the term contracting in, you use the term
insourcing.
Yeah. But let's be clear, we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
And whether it's contracting in or insourcing, avoiding that extra cost of having a third party provide the service and seeing whether we can provide it internally. I think we have a lot of food for thought, but again, I would urge us to move forward on this.
As you said, Commissioner Fish, a good record was created today around G4S, and that's a pretty tough record at the national and the international level to overcome in a procurement process in Portland, Oregon. So let's see what we can do. With that, call the roll, Carla.
Saltzman?
I just want to say that the larger discussion about who provides security for us and other city employees will occur next year. This is really to support those who are providing security to us now, and I just want to take this opportunity to convey my thanks to all of them for the great job they do every day, not only in City Hall but in the Portland building when it was still functioning as an office building, and the many other city facilities that are currently receiving security from G4S employees. I find they do a very good job. I think they're very balanced, and they have a lot of experience under their belts, too. So, aye.
Udaly.
I want to thank everyone today for their testimony, and I want to especially thank you for showing respect to our security staff who do a hard and vital job in this building and around the city at all our buildings. I want to take this opportunity to apologize to Dorothy and Nick and Andy and for everyone else who was affected by the incident a few weeks ago during which multiple members of our security staff were assaulted by an angry member of the public. It happened during a session that I convened at the request of the Democratic Socialists of America. And while I don't expect any organization to be able to control its individual members, I was disappointed that they declined to not condemn that act of violence that took place during the session. I am very concerned by the issues raised by ACLU and members of the public that testified here today. I am therefore requesting that OMF set a basic set of standards similar to the environmental, social, and governance policies used in finance, by which we can judge all respondents to the new RFP. Very sadly, in my experience here, it's not always possible to find another vendor who can provide all the services that we need. Wells Fargo is an excellent example of that. But I cannot imagine continuing to do business with this company. I look forward to continuing this conversation, and I would respectfully request that I am engaged in this matter as we move forward. However, the city has a responsibility to protect its workers and protect the public who's here as well. And I can definitely tell you that the request from my Bureau of BDS is legitimate. You may not think a permitting office would need a lot of security support, but it is a high-stress, hostile, sometimes hostile, and occasionally dangerous work environment. So I can only speak to that particular request. I also support the COLA, and therefore I vote aye.
Fish.
I want to read a section of a letter that I received from the political director of SEIU Local 49, which is in the forefront of protecting working people in our community, who, as they rightly acknowledge, are under attack by billionaires and corporations. And I would ask that this be made part of the record. Quote, the City of Portland contracts with G4S Secure Solutions to provide a range of security services, including to employ security officers at city buildings in downtown. G4S security officers who work on the contract with the City of Portland are members of SEIU 49. With a union contract, they are given predictable wage increases each year, a voice in their working conditions, and they have access to affordable medical insurance. On Wednesday, Portland City Commissioners will have an opportunity to vote to approve the annual cost of wage increases for security workers, security officers who work for G4S. Our members hope that City Commissioners will stand on the side of working people in approving cost of living increases for G4S security officers. SEIU Local 49 stands with those who are coming together to resist the Trump administration's anti-immigrant and anti-worker policies. We hope that the city will not put security officers' wages in the middle of that fight. G4S has a range of contracts across the country and the world. The city's decision this week on whether to approve cost of living raises for security workers will make a direct impact. It will provide a little bit more breathing room in the monthly budget for 35 working families in Portland. I vote aye.
So I want to reiterate my appreciation for our local security folks, and I am probably a disproportionate user of those services, being mayor and being me. Sometimes I am a controversial person in this community, and there are times and there are places where I'm very grateful for their presence. I know our employees support them, and the feedback that I get from our employees is overwhelmingly positive in terms of their professionalism and the work that they do. I want to be very clear, there is an expansion of this because there are expanded locations in which G4S is being asked to serve. But I'm also very much persuaded by what people are saying here in terms of, can we think about a different local innovative model that is responsive to the needs of our community? I believe the answer is yes. Let's see what we can do with it. So with that, I do vote aye, but I'm also very mindful of the larger picture people have clearly raised with regard to the long-term relationship between the city of Portland and this company. I vote aye. Thank you all for your testimony.
Oral compass, Ted. Oral compass. Listen.